Zechariah chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel, says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens and is the founder of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man inside him. I am about to make Jerusalem a cup of reeling to all the various peoples round about, and it will also be so concerning Judah in the siege against Jerusalem. And it will come to pass on that day that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all the various peoples. All who lift it will be utterly cut in pieces, even if all the nations of the earth are gathered against it. On that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with astonishment, and its rider with madness, and I will open my eyes on the house of Judah, and I will strike every horse of the Gentiles with blindness. And the governors of Judah will say in their hearts, The inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength, through the Lord of hosts their God. On that day I will make the governors of Judah like a brazier of fire with wood, and as a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they will consume to the right and to the left all the various peoples round about, and Jerusalem will yet be inhabited in its place, in Jerusalem. And the Lord will save the tents of Judah first, in order that the splendour of the house of David and the splendour of the inhabitants of Jerusalem should not become greater than that of Judah. On that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and even he among them who stumbles will be on that day like David. And the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord in front of them. And it will come to pass on that day that I will strive to destroy all the nations which come against Jerusalem. And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplications. And they will look on me whom they pierced, and they will mourn for him as the mourning for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him, as one weeps bitterly for a firstborn son. On that day the mourning in Jerusalem will be great, as the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land will mourn, each family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimi apart, and their wives apart, and all the families that remain, each family apart, and their wives apart.